Okay. My name is Nicole Warren, and it is 8:49 a.m. on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. And I am just documenting things that I want to document that's happened in these last 3 days, I guess. So my daughter has not been feeling well, and she had me running all day on the 20th, and then my other daughter on the 21st. And so I'm just going to say some of the things that's happened. And I may leave out certain things just for the privacy of my child. So, but anywho, I'll just say that I had to take my daughter to the hospital because of something that she just recently went through. And I took her to the hospital on the 20th, early in the morning. And then she decided that she didn't want to go once we got there. And then she was going to go into a program, and then she decided she didn't want to do that. And then I took her to the hospital in the evening because she wasn't feeling well. And then we check in, and then she decided that she preferred to go home. And so, you know, my daughter is grown. She's 18, but I love her with like my entire breath. Everything that I am is her. My kids, I love my kids. Like, my life is nothing without them. So, but I also feel like a lot of the things that my children are going through is a result of what Allegheny Health Network snuck in my body, and the poverty that me and my kids live in, and the things that are being done to me. So I'm going to talk about that. So I was in Harmerville on the 20th at, like, I guess it was around 10-ish. We checked in at the Harmerville hospital. Nothing really happened there, you know. I go check in, I go sit down, and the foyer is this old white man. He looks at me, and then he does this like soft scratch rub to the top of his head. And I sit there. Nothing happens, you know. And then my daughter's like, Mom, I really, you know, don't want to wait. I really don't want to. I want to just go home. So I was like, all right. So we left, and then I asked her that she said she was hungry. She wanted sushi. She says, Mommy, I'm hungry. I really want some sushi. So I go to the Giant Eagle Get-Go. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's some history with this Get-Go, this specific Giant Eagle Get-Go. But I'm going to just tell you what happened. So I go in to the Get-Go after we left the Harmerville Emergency Room Fourier, and I get her sushi, then I get myself a sandwich, and then I go over to the coffee, and I pour myself some coffee, right? So I'm standing around looking for the lids, and, you know, I'm thinking they're probably right in my face, and I just don't see them, which is, you know, like, I'm like saying, okay, Nicola, they're probably right in your face. You're just not looking, right? So I'm looking around, and there's no coffee lids. So then I asked the cashier, I said, excuse me, can I get a coffee? You know, can you tell me where the coffee lids are? Because I had the coffee already poured in a cup, right? And she was like, we don't have no coffee lids. They ran out. So I was like, oh, okay. So as soon as she don't have nothing to do with what happened to me next. I believe she's just an innocent person. So soon as she said to me that we don't have any coffee lids, we ran out. And she also said they was supposed to bring them this morning and they didn't bring them. She said all of that in one breath. I said, okay. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get the hugest, most violent stab to the upper left thigh. It felt like someone was taking a needle and sticking it all the way down into my bone, right? So this is what I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to try to like edit my words for people who don't understand and don't believe me. I'm going to just say how I feel. Number one, I'm a veteran. I've had this implant in my body for 8 years. Whoever did that to me thought that the shock of feeling that type of pain was going to make me drop my coffee and burn my hand. It did not. You fucking tried it. And it didn't happen. Why? Because I'm desensitized to a lot of things that happen. That happens to me all the time. It does hurt. It is torture. It is a human rights violation. It is a civil rights violation. It is crimes against humanity. Like, it's on that level. It's like, when I say crimes against humanity, that's like, you know, words that the UN uses. War crimes, that's the, like, torture, right? It was torture, but because I've been tortured for 8 years, my body has built up this resistance. I guess my body has built up resistance because I guess I'm used to being tortured. And but someone, I always feel like someone knows who I am, and then they feel like, and they know the technology that's in my body, and they like, okay, they try it on me, not realizing that these things have been tried on me so many times that my body just doesn't react like you would think it would. It should. And I also feel like the fact whoever did that to me is, I feel like when someone hurts me that way, I feel like they also know, like, y'all must have really tortured her, because that should have fucking hurt her. She should have dropped that coffee. It should have fell out of her hand. Y'all must have really, really tortured her. I feel like the only people that know that I would have been tortured are the people that keep trying to hurt me with the tech. And the fact that I don't react or respond means that I must have been tortured. I've been tortured. Like, I mean, for the first 2 or 3 years that I lived in this house in Taylor, when I first moved in Taylor, I couldn't even get any sleep. I would get stabbed in my face, stabbed in my cheeks, stabbed in my throat, choked in my throat, stabbed in my ear, burned at the top of my head. I would get my legs twisted. I would get digitally raped, shocked in my fingers. This happened every single day for like a year and a half. Literally every fucking day. I even did a drawing back in 2018. A drawing, and I have a picture of it. I believe it's somewhere. I'm probably going to put it in my manuscript if I didn't already put it in my manuscript. But it's a drawing that I did back in 2018 as to where I get targeted with this biotech. Like, I've been tortured, like I was on the level of the military torture. And I think what bothers me more now than I always say what bothers me more now than the pain itself is the intent. The fact that someone was intending to number one, stab me with this biotech that Allegheny Health Network snuck in my body during a hysterectomy, hoping that it would make me drop my coffee because Get-Go had no lids, so that I would burn myself. That's just real fucking evil. But I do want to say, I started off by saying that the Get-Go in Harmerville has history, which is, I always get attacked when I go in there. Whoever's watching the camera surveillance and Get-Go in Harmerville, they have access to my body. When my daughter used to work at the McDonald's up the street in Harmerville, I would wait in the parking lot and I would get attacked. I would get attacked all the time. I always get attacked in Harmerville. Like, so I wasn't really surprised. When I go into the Target in Harmerville, I get attacked all the time. I did recordings about that. I remember one time it was this lady. She had like three teenagers and a baby with her. And then the baby was like smiling at me and waving at me or whatever. And I smiled and waved back at the baby. And I believe when I was walking down the aisle in Target, I got choked like really bad. And then I got stabbed and burned. Like this has happened. My daughter used to work at the Target. So Harmerville, I get hurt all the time. Harmerville is like majorly radioactive. Attacked at the Target, attacked at the get-go, attacked in the McDonald's parking lot. It's that Target, I mean, Harmerville is super radioactive. The people that are on surveilling those areas, they constantly use the biotech on me. When my daughter used to work at Zone 28, I used to sit in the parking lot, and sometimes I would get attacked. Like, so Harmerville is just one of them places where, you know, like if the FBI or, you know, who else would be investigating? If y'all want to find people who are using bioscience technology in a very evil, monstrous, fucked up, terroristic way, Harmerville is your spot. I'm telling y'all need to look into that. Y'all need to do full on assault, what do you call it? Integration. You know, when you integrate, y'all need to do it. Harmerville is it. And it's not the people working in the stores. It's whoever is surveilling the cameras. This has been 8 years. I've had this thing on my body for 8 years. I've done recordings over an 8 year period. I called the cops one time when I was at the McDonald's, and then they met me at the, I called them after I left the McDonald's picking up my daughter from work, and they met me at the, in the parking lot of the Goodwill, right? And I told them what happened to me when I was in the parking lot waiting for my daughter at the McDonald's. So this is like, this would happen like 2 or 3 years ago, because this was before COVID. Like, COVID hadn't even happened yet. And I told them, what happened to me? I don't always call the cops when I get attacked. It's like, sometimes I don't call because it happens so often that it's like, I don't really have the time to call them. And they're not going to do nothing about it anyway. But I do call sometimes when I feel like the stakes are higher. Like, when I felt like... Sometimes I feel like they be plotting on something really bad happening. And I will call, because I feel like, you know, you're trying to create a chain reaction of events, hoping that like there's some type of bad explosion. And I can't really give an example of that other than, one at a time. I don't even know if they were even close together or connected, but I know some man had touched my daughter's butt or something happened at the McDonald's. This grown man touched my daughter's butt or something. I forget how what happened. And he ended up getting fired. And I'm not sure if they were all around the same time, but I know when I was sitting in the McDonald's parking lot, I would get attacked. Like, I don't know. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, one thing leads to another. Like, you know, we're physically attacking you on this end, and then we're doing stuff to your daughter on that end. Surely that's going to make you snap and explode. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. But we told the manager, and she fired him for that. So anywho, what else was I going to say? Yeah, so someone tried it when I was at the Harmerville get-go on the 20th, around 10:30-ish. So, and I did something too when that happened, because I know what it looks like. You know, perception is truth, right? But I literally looked up at the middle camera. I looked up at the camera that was right over where the coffee was at. So when the lady told me, when she said to me that they don't have no coffee lids, that they ran out of coffee lids, that the person that whoever was supposed to bring the coffee lids that morning didn't bring the coffee lids, and I had the hot coffee in my hand, full to the top. It was full to the top. And then I get that I got digitally remotely stabbed deep down in my leg and my upper thigh. I didn't react to it, right? I got a bigger cup since they didn't have no lids. I went and I checked out. I paid for my stuff. Actually, I didn't get the bigger cup right away, or maybe I did. Did I get the bigger? I did get the bigger cup right away, and then I went over and I paid for my stuff, and then I went back to the camera where I was stabbed at, and I looked up at the camera and I gave them the middle finger, like fuck you, because you had to know. First of all, in order for me to get stabbed at that specific time, this is, from my manuscript, the because I used to be a reading teacher, and everyone knows what the five W's are, right? But the five W's is simply how you comprehend, what, where, when, why, and who, right? Simple. So, and it also is metadata. So it's how you read anything. What, where, why, who, and when, right? So in order for me to have gotten stabbed like that in my thigh at that specific time, right? When, where was I? What was I doing? I had a hot, full top hot coffee in my hand to the top, right? Right? Who am I? I'm someone with an implant in my body, right? And why would they do it? Because the lady said that they had no lids for the coffee. So if I get stabbed that way, right, what happened to me? I got stabbed deep into my thigh. Then typically a person's reaction reflex when someone gets stabbed is they shake, or they get startled. And that would have made me pour spill out my coffee. But in order for somebody to know where I was, what I was doing, when I was doing it, right, who I am, and why I would be doing it, you would have had to had my location, right? You would have had to been able to actually hear what the lady said. So I believe that either my phones or me, it could just be me. I am a phone. I am an iPhone. The tech in my body is an iPhone. I on the level of iPhone technology. You pick up your iPhone and you take and you break your iPhone open, know that every part of that can go into your body. Every section, every part of that, you take your little Apple Watch off and you break it open. Know that, how Apple Watch functions. Know that every part of that can still go in your body. Who's to say that an Apple Watch components will not still work under your skin if it's encapsulated? All, like, just think about it. So they must have, in order for that to have happened to me the way that it happened, they knew where I was. They knew what I was doing, right? They even knew when she said what she said, right? They knew who I was, and they knew that if they did that, what my reaction would be. So I and that told me why, right? So I feel like, wow, like I just feel like wow. So my thing was the pain I got over fast. But it wasn't, it's never the pain of what they caused me. It's the pain of why you want to do that to me. Why do you want to use biotech on me to fucking hurt me that way? Why do you sit there and taunt me with biotech like that? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all, to me, it says more about the people who have access to the biotech than it does about the biotech itself. Like I always say that it says more about the moronic evilness, fucked up retardedness, dumbass evil motherfuckers who should not have access to my body or to Allegheny Health Network's biotech. It also to me communicates the incompetence, the idiotic retardedness and dumbness and evilness of what you're doing with very powerful biotech on humans. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, I literally just feel like, my God. And I had just taken my daughter from the emergency room, and I was getting her sushi. Like, why? So it's like, it's always the intent, the fact that someone has access to my body at will, at any time, at any place, and they utilize the biotech on me in such an evil, disgusting, fucked up way. And I the only choice that I have is how I respond, how I react, how I ignore, how I overcome, how I cope, you know, it never stops. And so, believe it or not, after that happened, my daughter came in, and I was like, I don't want her to have another nervous breakdown. You know, I don't want anything, because I had just put my middle finger up to the cameras for getting bio remotely, digitally stabbed in my left leg, holding a full hot cup of coffee after the cashier told me that they ran out of cups. So I always, in case my recordings get edited, because I know that the evil motherfuckers that hack my recordings, they cut shit off. You know, they don't say the whole full context, because they, I feel like, you know, they're leading. They don't want you to hear the part about the fact that I have an implant and someone is remotely accessing it, and that it was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy, and that they're lying about it and covering it up, and then using it on me in public areas to torment and torture me with it. And I constantly, while everyone is doing the wrong thing, I'm always trying to do the right thing, right? So anywho, so that was a long night. I was glad she didn't see me do that, because she would have been embarrassed. My daughter would have been embarrassed. And I feel like that would have caused her to like reset her emotions. And she was feeling, even though she didn't want to wait in the emergency room because she just didn't want to wait, she emotionally, she might not have been physically feeling better, but she was emotionally feeling better. Like, we were holding hands in the car, you know. So like, when you think about feelings are not just physical, but they're also emotional. So you could be physically feeling bad, but emotionally stable. She was emotionally stable because she wanted sushi. So I was like, all right. So I was like, oh God, I hope she didn't see me. I wasn't embarrassed for what I did. I know everyone else was embarrassed for what I did. But I always feel like the person that did that to me knows why I put up my middle finger. And that's all I fucking cared about. You know, and I know why I said, fuck you. Right? Everybody else around me might think that I'm crazy, but you fuck, whoever did that to me fucking knows why I put my middle finger up. Fuck you, right? For doing that to me. So do I do that all the time? No, like I do think I sometimes do care about the people in my environment. There was no kids around me and people were minding their business and checkout. So, and I know they wasn't the ones that did that to me. But I know they fucking saw me give them the bird on that camera. And I pointed to where you stabbed me at too. Metadata. So it's like my way of documenting. Do I always publicly document the way I get attacked? No. Sometimes I do a recording. Sometimes I don't say anything at all. Sometimes I might put my hand to where I was attacked at. Or sometimes if it's real bad, or I feel like you was trying to create some type of incident where someone gets hurt, then I'll call the cops. I will like document it in full force. But I don't, a lot of times I just ignore what happens to me and I move on about my day. Cause I'm not going to let you digi Jim Crow me with this biotech. I literally walked through fire with it. Like, and that's my metaphor, my analogy of how I explained that you're not going to use pain to intimidate me or digi Jim Crow me. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Go wherever the fuck I want, because I am a citizen of this country. I was born here. My grandfather fought in the South Korean War. My stepdad fought in the Vietnam War. And I have an implant in my body, and I feel like I am a better American than you could ever fucking be. I'm more of an American than you could ever fucking be. I'm more of a courageous, brave American than you could ever fucking be. And you don't get to tell me what I can do, where I can go, and how valuable I am. My value is not set by the way that you see me. We all are equal in my eyes. And I feel like some people try to make you feel like you're less than, or try to make you feel like you're not worthy, or try to make you feel like you can't be a part. You don't control shit. Like I said, you don't even have the constitution for what you're fucking doing to me. What you're doing to me is fucking illegal. You don't even have the law on your side. You have corruption. You really don't have no power. You have sneakiness. You're being fucking sneaky. You're being corrupt and sneaky. You don't have the law on your side. You don't have the constitution on your side. I should. And the reality is that the people that are using the biotech this way, the person that is hurting me, y'all are not being held accountable. And I just don't understand why. I really don't. I feel like, were y'all really that fucking incompetent and that fucking stupid and that goddamn moronic to sneak an implant in your body that you can't track and trace to whoever's using it? Do you know how fucking stupid and dangerous that is? That makes the tech, biotech, even more powerful and dangerous, that you can't retrack a digital footprint. Tell me y'all wasn't that fucking incompetent that you would sneak biotech in a human's body and you can't even track the digital footprint of how it's used and who's using it. Do you know how fucking stupid that is? I've done these recordings many times since 2015. I've done them many times. You think I'm stupid? You think I'm incompetent? I know y'all fucking stupid and incompetent. Goddamn morons. Because I feel like if you design something, code something, create something, you should have the capabilities to track and trace the digital footprint. You should be able to use GPS in reverse. You should be able to target and know what serial numbers and whatever the binary codes that y'all use to, how does the Bluetooth work to send and receive? You should be able to trace back, see the digital footprint, the electrostagmatic waves of who is accessing the biotech, what devices are accessing the biotech, when the biotech is being accessed, what part of my body was attacked, at what time my body was attacked, where was I when I was attacked? You should be able to fucking know that. And if y'all don't, this biotech has just become code red, even more dangerous, even more of an enigma than it should ever have been able to be. And I'm sorry, that is fucking incompetence. So for now, all I do, since I don't know if y'all was really that goddamn incompetent or not, I figure, well, you can say out of your mouth, Nicola, what happens, when it happens, where it happens, why it happened, and who it happened to. That's a start. And pray to God that they already know that with the data that they collect from the tech that is already in my body. This tech reads my vitals and monitors my vitals. It tracks my location. So I'm thinking y'all should be able to have all that data. You should know when I was attacked. You should know what part of my body was attacked. You should know what time I was attacked. Then you should be able to figure out who attacked me, what device attacked me, what was their IP address, all of that shit. I hope y'all fucking know that. Because if y'all don't, I'm telling you, y'all have really opened Pandora's box and y'all will not be able to close it. And you will not know when the attacks come and how they happen or anything. If you can't even figure out or detect that it's even being used. My thing is, that means that people can come here from China, Russia, Germany, you know, North Korea, and have this biotech in their body, and they could be getting all types of communications just through feeling, and y'all won't even fucking know it. Like, do you know how stupid that is? So I feel like in the same way that you're trying to mock me by hurting me with the tech, know that I feel that. Know that that stab to my hip, if I was Russian, if I was German, if I was a North Korean, know that that might mean something. that might be telling me to do something at a particular time, at a particular place, in a particular way, to a particular person. And y'all won't even fucking know what happened. You won't even see no body language, no communication, nothing. So while you're mocking me with the tech, I'm mocking y'all with the tech, saying y'all fucking stupid. Why the fuck would y'all do something like that? I hope you can track and trace who attacked me. Because if you can, whoever did that to me, your ass is in trouble. You might be losing your fucking job. You're going to pay for doing that to me at the Giant Eagle. You, if the people that snuck this tech in my body wasn't fucking incompetent and they can actually track and trace and figure out who the fuck did that to me. Like, I'm going to say something. My voice, who I am, I don't need anything in my environment to be connected to the internet. Just like you can send these things to my body by way of electrostatic wave, through the electrostatic wave spectrum. Just like you can use Bluetooth to twist my ligaments, to burn the top of my head, to stab my skin and buzz my middle finger and my index finger and all these things. Even the sound of my voice, the sound waves of my voice. I am always connected. And that is my power. So the way you use the connection to try to hurt me, you try to bring pain to destroy me. But that same connection works both ways. So we're both sending and receiving. I'm sending the sound waves of my voice to document what you have done to me. And while guess what? I'm asynchronous. So you receiving means that you might not be the only one receiving what I'm sending. You being able to send to me means that I must be transmitting. I can't feel what's happening to my body. You have to have a receptor in order to receive a signal, right? So a receptor always means that I'm constantly sending and receiving. So you think you have power because you can send some pain to me, right? But I also have power because in order for me to receive, one must be sending. I am also sending, and you're not the only one receiving, which means that you really don't have as much power as you think you do. We're like mirrors of each other. I am defeated by the pain, right? But yet I'm not, because I choose not to be defeated by the pain. I still do what I want, say what I want, go where I want. And I know that I can say, fuck you, and you can't do shit about it because what you're doing to me is fucking illegal anyway. It's illegal anyway. I can do whatever the fuck I want as long as I'm following the law, right? And I can say whatever the fuck I want, and I can go wherever the fuck I want. And now you have an implant in my body, and you still have less power over me with the implant because you don't even have the pain anymore. I trump the pain every fucking time. And I don't even really want to use that word right now with everything going on in the news. But you know, Trump, when you trump something, that's in the dictionary. You know what I'm saying? It's in the dictionary. So, but I'm just saying, you don't even have the pain. You don't have the constitution and you don't have the pain. You just have corruption. And I know, like, how you try to frustrate me with the pain. I frustrate you too, because you don't have BF Skinner's operant conditioning, right? The use of pain as punishment, the withdrawal of pain as reward. So you use the pain to punish me, and then you withdraw the pain to reward me. But reward is relative, right? So everyone will know that the manuscript that you hacked, I did write. Because I can say everything that I wrote in that manuscript backwards, forward, upside and down, because I feel it all day long, right? Except I find reward in fucking you over every time you hurt me. So literally, it doesn't make me be submissive. It doesn't make me docile. It doesn't make me compliant. It doesn't make me fearful. I literally want to literally fuck you over every time you use the tech on me. You don't have any power over me. You have no control over me. You don't have the law over me. You don't have the constitution over me. I have that over you. You're just being corrupt. So it's like you have less control and power over me with the tech in my body. You really don't have anything. You don't know whether to turn the shit up or down, because I choose how I want to respond Okay, I know who I know. I have my Stephen Covey, my moral code. I know who I care about and who I love. And I'm not evil. And I don't want to hurt innocent people. You do. Whoever's using the biotech, you hate. You want to hurt innocent people. You trying to use me as a drone or pawn me or trying to make me less credible because you want to continue to cover up what you've done to me with this biotech and how you've used it on me. You don't have no fucking power or control over me at all. The only thing that controls me is my own moral code, me choosing to be a good citizen of the world by country, by following the laws. I was already a good person before you put this implant in my body. I was already a law-abiding person before you put this implant in my body. I already had a bunch of degrees. And I graduated from my master's program with a 3.8 GPA in elementary education. You have not gotten me in line. I was already in line before you had put this implant in my body. I was already a disciplined, dynamic person that pretty much had no... I never wanted to break the law or be a deviant. You're perpetrating a fraud by trying to pretend that your biotech has straightened me out. I was already straight. I have the degrees. I have the career, the jobs that I've had to prove it. I didn't have nobody buzzing my ass, burning the top of my head, twisting my ligaments. And I accomplished more on my own than I did with the implant. The implant only works if I choose to comply. The implant only works if I choose to agree. The implant only works if I give the authority, not if you give the authority. And that's because I have had it in my body for 8 years. You have tried to penetrate every nerve in my body to bring me to my knees, and I have built up resistance. So you only can communicate with me, and if I fucking agree with you, I may comply. If you're saying something to me that I feel like maybe I need to adhere to this, or I can look in my environment and see that you're communicating something that is actually necessary, I will comply, but not because I'm afraid. Not because you have power, not because you have control. You don't have power, you don't have control, and I'm not afraid. And the pain that you're causing me, I can override it. I can override the pain that you're causing me, and I do it all the time. So stop fucking using it on me. And I hope one day our country will finally wake up. And they need to be asking me what you're doing with the tech, because it's in my body. I feel like you're lying to the people in D.C. Your left hand is not telling the right hand what is really going on with this biotech. Y'all are fucking liars. Y'all are corrupt and evil. And some of y'all are just downright just disgusting. And I don't know how and why you have access to my body with this biotech using it this way. But I'm just venting right now. So anywho, moving on. So I can't, after all that happened, my daughter didn't see what happened. She didn't see. I was glad, because I was like, oh, I don't need her to reset emotionally, because, you know, that would have embarrassed her. Like, mom, like, my kids get embarrassed, which they rightfully should. They don't, like, people don't understand my reality with this biotech in my body and all the stuff that I feel. It's always communicating with me. But my reality is not my kids' reality. My reality is not most humans' reality. So most people would not understand some of the things that I'm going through, and even how I communicate, because this is a new way of communications, you know, with what's happening with this biotech that's in my body. So we went home, and I was so worried about my daughter, and so worried about, like, how she felt, like, physically, emotionally, and everything. You know, I went upstairs and I sat down and I was like a normal person for her. Like, I, like, normalized myself for her. And we just talked about normal things, you know, like things from her childhood. And she wanted me to watch a movie with her. And we just talked, you know, and I put, you know, all the other stuff that had happened to me aside, because I needed her to be emotionally okay. Even if she wasn't physically okay, but she actually said, mommy, I'm starting to feel better. I feel better, you know, and she was talking and she wanted me to sit with her until she fell asleep. And I did that. And it was good. It was good. And then the next day I had to take my other daughter to court because someone physically threatened her with a weapon, a bat. I don't know, but that's a long story. I don't even know. I don't even know if I should have even said that, but we went to court the first time. The people didn't show up. So my daughter had missed day of school. The people didn't show up to court. And so we had to go yesterday. Someone stole my planner, but I didn't forget. Like, I knew. Like, someone stole my planner, like, 2 days ago. And I didn't forget. I knew. So we went, and I should have been recording. Usually when I drive to Greensburg, I record. But I didn't record yesterday. I don't know why. But there was some shadiness going to Greensburg. I felt like it was a way to either delay or deter me from getting her to the court. Like, because someone stole my planner, so they thought I was going to forget. I didn't forget. Because I write stuff down in my planner, but I also put it on my phone. I also have the paperwork lined up in order of certain things. Now, I do forget some things. I do, because I got health problems. I get burned at the top of my head. My ligaments get twisted. But I didn't forget this one. Like, I didn't forget this one for my daughter. So I'm not going to say that I don't forget things. I do forget things, but I didn't forget this, okay? And someone stole my planner. So, anywho. But my car broke down in a really awkward spot, like in between two hills and mountains. And, we had to get the car towed. And, you know, I'm not going to say much about that. If I have to come back to this story, I will. But I'm not going to say much about that. I'm going to just fast forward to... There's so much stuff that happened from that point when they had to tow my car to the end of the day. But I'm going to fast forward to my daughter was playing her ukulele. My daughter's really good on the ukulele. She can, like, play all kinds of songs on the ukulele. She can play the trumpet and the piano. My other daughter can play the flute, the soprano sax, and the clarinet. So my family is very musical, and my other daughter can sing. I can play the clarinet, and I can't sing. I sound horrible when I sing, but I like to sing. But I feel like God gave me a daughter who could sing, and they're really gifted with music. So my daughter was playing the ukulele, and I decided to go upstairs that night. I skipped over like so much stuff that happened. So much stuff happened yesterday, but I'm not going to put it in this recording. But I went upstairs with my daughter, and she wanted me to watch. I don't watch this show, but I know that one of the people that is in the show from another show that I used to watch. But my daughter wanted me to watch the Miss Pat show with her. It's super ghetto, but I watched it with her. I watched it with her. But I know who Tammy Roman is because I watch Basketball Wives. So I know who she is, and she does the Bonnet Chronicles. So I was like, all right, I'll watch it with you. And by the way, I think the lady, the big lady on there, she's very pretty. I feel like I told my daughter, I said, well, she really represents for bigger women because she's very pretty. So I watched the Miss Pat show with my daughter. But like the whole time I'm sitting, and I was in my other daughter's room. My other daughter was in my other daughter's room because that's where the TV is. But the whole time I'm sitting in there and watching the show with my daughter, the back of my head is getting burned. So I'm like, all right, so it must be her Google, right? It's got to be something. And because I wasn't getting burned in my daughter's room on the other side. Like the other night, I stayed in my daughter's room the whole night. And she had her laptop open and we were watching something and talking. And I didn't get attacked once. I didn't get hurt once, I don't think. Or if I did, it wasn't rememberable enough. But this time when I was in my other daughter's room, oh, and the Roku TV is in there. And so when I go in my kitchen, sometimes I get stabbed in the back of my head and I have Roku cameras. So I'm like, either it was the Roku TV or the Google Hub, because that was right behind me. Because I was literally getting my head burned off the whole time I was sitting with my daughter. watching the Miss Pat show. I ignored it, of course, because I need my daughter to be emotionally okay. I need her to be, and I'm worried about her physically as well. And she seems to be okay, better and okay. But, like, I was getting fucking hurt while I was sitting in my daughter's room last night. Yeah. Remotely and digitally by Allegheny Health Network's illegal surgical implant. Okay, so how long is this recording? Let's see. This recording is currently 45 minutes and 8 seconds long. There's so much more that I should, could, would, might still say, but not in this recording. I'm going to end it here.